I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. You're tuned in to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. We originate from the International Society of Analytical Trilogy in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the intention of shining the light on the many problems facing us early in the 21st century. Plus, and this is maybe more important, letting you know about the science of analytical trilogy, which provides a basis for solving them. I just wanted to give a brief thumbs up to one of the newer programs on the Positive World Radio Network, where our program also runs. Fellow Canadian Bruce Stewart is the host of Citizen at Large. That's a smart, savvy show that looks at Canadian issues and citizen political and activist movements. I like what Bruce is doing a lot and hope his program can be part of helping develop a Canadian identity that moves us beyond just supporting the powerful in creating war, economic imperialism, and multinational corporate domination. We're very concerned about all of this down here, what with all that's happening in Libya and Japan especially. So let's turn our formidable analytical trilogy lens to going to the root cause of our problems and revealing more of the science Norberto Kepi has developed to solve them. Beyond pseudo-solutions, today on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. Our website at healingthroughconsciousness.com has a lot of resources for you who want to find out more about Norberto Kepi's work, which seriously provides a lot of wisdom and knowledge about the real psychosocial reasons for the mess we find ourselves in. You won't find anything comparable anywhere, I don't think. No one has such a vast grasp on the roots of our problems like he does. Again, healingthroughconsciousness.com, our website, joneshealing@gmail.com is our email. Love to hear from you. You know, I'm well aware of the resistance that comes up whenever someone suggests they have an answer for all the problems facing us. I get that. I've worked in the media for a long time. I know the journalistic code that has us strive always to be balanced in our reporting, which often means inserting a small paragraph towards the end of the article that serves to nullify all that was reported in the article leading up to that point. I know about the producer's desire for heat, not light, as a way to boost ratings. I know the lens of rampant cynicism through which media people often filter any discussion of idealism and virtue. These are criticized every day in subtle and not so subtle ways. But I feel we in the media particularly must go beyond that now. The weeks of images we saw of oil pouring from the split pipes in the Gulf of Mexico, combined with these escalating horror images from reactor number 4 in Japan that are showing us much more than human tragedy and environmental devastation. What these events are showing us is that this way of behaving on the planet has hit the wall. We are seeing, I believe, the inevitable results of our madness. Our madness in believing that a society based on materialism and exploitative economics could ever bring prosperity. Our madness in placing our hopes for a modern civilization on technological products that produce toxicity and pollution. Our madness in buying the promise in energy produced by splitting atoms to heat uranium to insane temperatures just to boil water and producing waste that's so toxic that our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will still live in fear of it. There are so many problems that these recent technological disasters bring to us that it's easy to get overwhelmed. And in situations of overwhelm, we mostly ignore those deeper problems of how we replaced spirituality and ethics with materialism and profit, of how we buried virtue and idealism beneath mountains of cynicism and irony and smartness, where the old values became passé and square. But my friend, the promise of the 20th century has vanished, at least the way we've been living it. Our problem is a deep one now, a problem that strikes deep to the question of what it means to be human and to be a part of the universe. I think it's time to go beyond saving species and protecting ecosystems, although those worthy activities must continue. We must look a little or a lot deeper, actually, inside the human being and the society he and she have created in their image. And this is where Kepi's science of analytical trilogy can be of so much help. To begin that discussion today, it would be interesting to look at society's development as not being materialistic or economic or even technological. Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco, our real drive in society has been esoteric. This esoteric history shows that there's been a drive throughout history, throughout humankind, especially in Europe, for some sort of perfect world again, mm-hmm. like we had at the origin of humanity. That there's been a huge drive, and this is actually maybe because there's a book written called Guns, Germs, and Steel. A guy, Jared Diamond, wrote this book about how guns and germs and mechanization have actually driven society forward. To me, this is completely minor. The real movement for humanity has been this movement to have the third millennium, the new age, the fifth empire.
And you know what, Jones? Even those who are seen as totally materialistic, they have their esoteric beliefs. And we could say that there are two streams, two main streams going on. One is, we could name it as the stream of Judeo, the old Judeo prophets, and the Christian stream that base themselves in the teachings of the old prophets, Jewish prophets, and the Jesus Christ teachings. And there is another stream who competes with this, which also believes that they are going to organize the world at their own image, and that that some kind of entity, of spiritual entity, would have given them, or to them, the power to control the planet. So we could say that there are two main streams, and they are fighting, and they don't show up their true intentions, which are the domination of the planet. So the Judeo-Christian true stream, we could say that they base themselves in Jesus' teachings. Therefore, they don't want social power. They don't want economic power. They are not after that. They are not after temporal power. They are after a spiritual kingdom, which, as a consequence, will be extremely developed. But that understands that God, a cosmic God, only God, is beauty, truth, and goodness. And there is this other stream that is more dualistic. They think that good and evil must live at the same time, and that there is a God of goodness and there is another God, or something, a representation of evil forces that are very powerful and that must live with them. So, like more Zoroastro philosophy.
Yeah.
So these two are in competition, and they are ending in the same funnel.
Going into the same funnel.
They're funnel.
Coming,
to
come out the same end.
Because now the time approaches. So humanity will have another era. They think the era will be theirs, this new world government.
New world order.
And the new world order under their auspices. And there is another vision, which are more shared by Christians and Jewish and Islamic and some other idealistic people, that believe we will have a spiritual era, and it will be like worshiping or living with or in resonance with the God, beautiful truth and good that we believe in.
Isn't there even some idea in esoteric literature that the militaristic, economic, materialistic people must bow before the spiritual leadership?
Yeah, there is
leadership?
Also. Yeah. This is something that was where some of the tribes of Jacob tribes, they will have to get together in order to build this kingdom of God. But everybody feels or has this intuition that the world cannot continue the way it is. So either we change our mentality for better, or the world would not survive. And this, we are in agreement, because either those of the New World Order and the Jewish, Christian, Islamic people, which are the monotheistic side, we understand that this cannot continue the way it has been.
Oh, this is obvious.
So 2012 may be an important turning point date in history. And we see many catastrophes growing up. And we see many astronomic changes going on, and environmental, climate
crises,
change, etc., economic crisis, etc., etc. So we are facing important problems in humanity. But we have this light on the end of the tunnel, because we understand that, I understand that if humanity wakes up for this new science, this new technology, which is absolutely in accordance to all philosophies, science, and theology of the past that are all the truth that we had in the history of our world. So Kepi did a very important synthesis. And if people start studying Kepi science and paying attention, I don't see any other option left to us other than embracing the science and applying it.
Could you talk about, because this is, I think, essential to Dr. Kepi's work, the sense that we have knowledge. We are born with an
inner sense of the truth.
Yes.
We have the inner sense of the truth. We intuitively, everybody knows that there is something very, very wrong with the organization of our society and with our powerful people and with the laws, and this should not be, and there is something very heavy going on, and we will see some strong clashes that will happen. And but we also foresee that there is something much bigger coming beyond this crisis. And here I am now today with you, Jones, bringing this hope to our listeners.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
To have more people with this light, with this clear knowledge. Because the opposite of the darkness or the dark knowledge would be what? We bring the light.
Yeah.
We bring the light that is inside of ourselves. And we would like to lit the light and the truth that is already inside the ethical people in the planet.
Fanning the flames that are almost dying, fanning those dying embers so that they come back to life.
Feeding them with oil so they can become lamps that will lead the planet.
Our Kepi motor, what I like about this Kepi motor is because it's getting power from a whole different element. It's using an electrical current or a battery pulse and then pausing to capture this energy that exists in the essential energy field. And this one principle, to me, is reintroducing the essential energy of God back into science. So this is why it's so significant. And this is what Dr. Kepi's science is doing.
And what I find wonderful, Richard, is that people can discuss that Dr. Kepi's ideas is a philosophy. He can be right. He can be wrong. People don't understand what he says. They can name it as a guru, or they can say he is creating a new religion. But when he oriented the new physics and the engineers to create a motor based on the new physics discoveries, the totally scientific, and that works. And this is something that no physics understand or engineer. They cannot understand how this works, where this come from. But it works.
Yeah, but it works.
And it can save up to 90% of energy. So it takes 10% from battery or the current, electric current so far. They still cannot produce, but they will produce. Everything leads us to believe that they're going to produce a total free motor from electric energy.
Outside the electrical grid. It won't.
Yeah.
All it needs is something to get it started. And so far, all that they've been able to find is the electrical current or a battery current is something to get
sometimes
the pulse.
Sometimes solar energy. But even though if we consider, okay, so we will take this electric 10%, but the rest 90%, 80%, 70%, whatever, where is this energy coming from? So Kepi shows that there is this energy in what they call space or vacuum, or some Chinese name it as ki energy. So people brought this concept even from their religion, from their philosophy, transcendental philosophies, whatever. So this came from the ancient developed civilizations.
All martial arts is based on this. And this, that basic level, there's this understanding, particularly in the East, of this essential prana, mana.
Yeah, and the Eastern medicine is very much based on this energetic centers and truth and vortexes in the organism, and we are all an energy.
Doesn't that give us a new perspective? You're listening to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Positive World Radio Network. Back in a moment. You are listening, of course, to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Positive World Radio Network. And we're discussing today, or going to discuss, with Dr. Claudia Bernard-Pacheco, all the disaster that's happening on the planet. Boy, this is really something. I was talking to some students this morning about how they were doing. And one of them said, well, not so good, actually. This situation in Japan is very worrying. Of course, as we're recording this now, you'll probably hear this a little later, but as we're recording this, they just had another blast and fire at the Japan plant. I think there are four nuclear reactors now demonstrating radiation leaking 100 times the normal level, which they assure us is not fatal. Like, you're not going to die from that, as if that's some consolation. So I think we really, as we discussed in our last radio program, Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, trying to find out, the crisis in science is that we still think that energy comes from material. That's one of the huge crises. And there are some solutions to this, big solutions. And this is very, very important for us to talk about today. So Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco has joined me again. And let's see, Claudia, if we can give an overview here for people that helps to give them a sense of hope. Because when I talked to my students about this today, it was very, very quiet in the room, you know, as we were discussing and talking. And you can see that there's a lot of feeling underneath this.
Of course.
But people don't know what to do. They don't have any idea.
Yeah.
And the media is not helping us at all.
No, on the opposite. They just sell lies. So, Richard, anything that happens in the planet affects everyone. We are a whole. And this energetic perspective is absolutely already proven by science. So whatever happens in Japan is affecting physically, planetarily, socially, economically, and psychologically, spiritually speaking, every human being in all the corners of the planet
is feeling this in some
Everyone
way.
Should be feeling it, even though some people even don't know what is happening. They feel it, they get it through a kind of radiation, you see?
in a radiation.
Yeah. So
it's like we're anesthetized, Claudia. If we don't feel, it's because like we're like, we've just been to the dentist, you know, and people have that freezing and you can't feel anything, but you could be chewing your tongue to pieces. So.
And Kepi explains this in his book, New Physics. Also, because everything works in double, in two, like the helix of the DNA are two. The energy are two components that work complementarily. So our brain should work in two, reason and feeling, reason and love together in order to understand, in order to know things in depth, to have the true science, the true knowledge. But we don't do that. Our brain is prepared not to think with love. So we are led and we are brainwashed to use the intellect to things that are absolutely nonsense outside of reality. And this is totally alienation, lack of feeling, lack of love. If you pay attention, Richard, love was, and spirituality, intuition, was being taken away from civilization gradually. So the use of the intellect is being done to mathematics, to calculations, to money, to fantasies, to delirious thoughts about finances and economy. But all the soul, all the love, all the feelings, all the intuition of humanity, the common sense is being lost.
Could we talk a little bit about that further, Claudia? You said something that really struck me as you were speaking, that we're being sort of led to consider things as rational that are completely out
irrational,
of reality,
totally
out of reality.
This nuclear energy, the nuclear power energies, they are totally outside any possible reality. Everybody is sit on thousands of atom bombs waiting to that humanity will be destroyed, and this destruction already started. So people are like, oh, what is this? Come on. Every reasonable, sensible brain would see that this would happen sooner or later. Imagine a device, a scientific device, working with the need of thousands of centigrade. It's totally artificial kind of production
like
of
a
energy.
Megalomania, like a crazy.
Totally crazy, yeah. Totally anti-natural, totally anti-natural. The planets, they work so smoothly. Everything in nature is so smooth. If man don't disturb its functioning. And that's what we are doing now. We are disturbing everything.
What are we doing putting nuclear power plants anywhere on the planet, but in an area, especially with an earthquake zone? I mean, this is the further stupidity.
And you see so many further stupidities that must happen. It's a must. It's a logical mind, a common sense that exists inside of each one of us.
Yeah, this idea that we can build a nuclear power plant and never have a problem with it. No, it's all contained. We've got
technology.
Yeah, all
controlled.
And what do they say? The failure of the systems required to keep things cool. Well, okay, so we've got this incredible thing that gets things 1,000 degrees centigrade. No, but it's okay. We have fail-safe systems and pros to keep it cool.
It's the same craziness of
insanity.
Doctors when they cut off organs in order to prevent further diseases, thinking that this will do nothing to the organism, that will not be missing, or giving powerful poisons. They are called therapeutic drugs to treat the patients, but they create so many collateral effects that they kill the patient before the disease. So this is all crazy. So you know something, Richard, you said about if there is any hope. We have everything here now, all the solution. We have everything to start recovering. I don't know what needs to happen before humanity opened the eyes that we have all that we need now in this planet to have an incredible improvement in all areas. I don't know what is missing so humanity can understand. And I understand that they can be like disbelieving or like skeptical that any human from the planet could discover such a science as analytical trilogy, as Dr. Kepi, that could be such a help to all humanity. If we started now studying and applying this science, we would have such an enormous shift for better in the planet with no major investments at all.
Yeah.
So I understand that people don't even want, like, they, it's something outside of their imagination that something can be possible. But we know many people that are listening to us, they are already awakening. A lot of people send us back emails and saying, wow, but what a science. My God, why the powerful people don't use this immediately?
Why haven't I heard about this? Yeah.
Because the powerful are very pathological. They have an enormous psychopathology in themselves that is unconscious, that is unknown, even unconscious to the peoples.
Let me give you an example of it, Claudia, before I know you want me to read something from Dr. Kepi's book, and I want to stress what Claudia is saying about the fact that there is a science that has solutions. Because look at how they're talking. I'm just quoting from this story you sent me yesterday on the decline of the honeybees becoming a global phenomenon. And just listen to how they're talking now. The Swiss Bee Research Center is saying we need to get, here's the solution between quotes, we need to get smarter about how we manage these hives, but perhaps more importantly, we need to better manage the landscape beyond. Well.
And what about the agrotoxicos, the toxics?
And the cell phone towers.
And the cell phone towers.
And the genetically modified crops and the...
Which are the major, major cause for all of that happening.
So when we read this, and I feel this with my students, I feel there's kind of like when you talk about these stories, they look with a glazed look in their eye like... Well, there's nothing we can do about that, so I just want to have my own life. You know,
So when you go to a doctor and you have a symptom, so they give you a drug, then you start having another symptom because of the drug. So you go back and you say, I have this result, I have pain in my stomach, my heart is not working well anymore, so I have insomnia, or I'm getting depressed, or I'm getting anxiety, whatever.
Headaches, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And then they start, okay, so you have to take this to cut off the symptom of that previous
one. The side effect from the previous drug.
So you're taking two, and then you have the side effects of two drugs, and then you go there and say, it's not working, so I'll give you the third. And this is what's happening in the planet. And the more they give these pseudo-solutions that are upside-down, inverted solutions, totally getting further and further away of the common sense and the reality, because minds don't think normally, energetically, normally speaking, the minds of people, they are not working. They are half working or they are not working at all, because if you don't use the two proper forces in the brain, of the left and the right side of the brain, your
reason.
Brain will not work. You will not understand. You will not have the true knowledge. And this is the problem. And the minds of people, you pay attention in the academics mostly, or the people who are in charge of finances. They seem not to be human because they just do calculations and crazy calculations. And they just think about money. You see what is happening in Japan. They are speaking about trillion of yens, and they are speaking about billions of dollars, and they are speaking about this. When thousands and thousands of lives are lost already, and we are in a danger of blowing up the planet.
Yeah.
And this will reach everybody. So what is this to think about money? Money should serve humanity. Money should be used to serve humanity, not humanity to serve money.
Yeah.
So this is an inversion that I understand that the craziest the person, the less he will admit that they give no value to their beings any longer. They just give value to what they own. And this is absolutely schizophrenic and catastrophic, because nobody, in a common sense, in the reason, they will be happy thinking that their value is due to their money, to their bank account, or to what they own, and not to who they are. And even if they don't admit that eternity is here and now already, and that we will live forever, and we will live without material goods for a long time at least, right? So if they don't want to admit this, they should at least see the natural consequences of this. Because if we think about eternity and transcendence, things will get even worse to those who don't consider that. We, as human beings, we're not our creators. We are not here because of our decision. So we are here to be living in accordance to natural laws, and we do not do that. So I would like you, Jones, to read an excerpt of the book, The New Physics Derived from a Disinverted Metaphysics. If we do not disinvert the way we think, we will not disinvert science. We will not disinvert practical life. Everything, all fields are inverted because our mind is inverted. Our thought is inverted. The thought of the scientists, the thought of the philosophers, the thought of the politicians, the thought of the rulers of the world. And our thought is also inverted, upside down. That's why we agree with them, with their crazy decisions. So they say, you should live like this, and we agree. So read this excerpt here, and then later we will speak a little bit about the new physics that bring the solution for energy to the planet.
Good. I'll read this now. We have to take a break in a minute, but do you want me to read this paragraph?
So we could think about take a break now, and then you start with the reading.
Take a break. I was reading in the New York Times today that they're talking about workers straining to take control of the blast and fire at the Japan plant and thinking there's no consideration in there at all that this technology is totally inverted and totally wrong. That never enters the conversation. So you're on to something totally essential, Claudia. Let's come back in just a moment. Thinking with Somebody Else's Head is on the Positive World Radio Network. A very hot topic today because it touches to the essence of what it's going to take us to solve our myriad problems on Earth. Back in just a moment. We are back, Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Positive World Radio Network. Richard Lloyd-Jones with Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco. More information on our site, by the way. I want to let you know about that. If you're intrigued by what we're talking about, I think you should be. I really do. Check out our site, healingthroughconsciousness.com. Lots of resources there and lots of leads for you to explore more of this amazing science that Norberto Kepi has put together called analytical trilogy. Claudia wants me to start our third segment here with an extract from Kepi's incredible book called The New Physics Derived from a Disinverted Metaphysics, a New Breakthrough in Physics and in Science. It's a paragraph in the book where he says, neither the deductive method of philosophy nor the inductive reasoning method of scientific experimentation are enough because of the human failure to perceive reality. Not even a method combining both would be satisfactory because of the same issue, human pathology. Not only does scientific deductive reasoning explain reality, but primarily the mind of the individual as well, which necessarily must be oriented according to the laws of nature so that harmony with reality is established. Most people only use their beta waves to discharge emotions. Few use their alpha waves to understand and deal with the true essentials of life. Well, for those of us who are sleeping during the class on the beta and alpha waves, he's talking here about the lower level waves and the more transcendental waves linked to the alpha energies.
Yeah, beta waves are those waves where people are a bit more agitated and they are more projective, paying more attention to the outside world and not concentrated in their inner vortex, the inner vibration. Alpha waves, it's calm. It's subtle, like the energy of the space, the energy that works Kepi motor, the energy that can be used and is being used already.
Works through in nature, everywhere in nature you
see this. Yes, this energy that cannot be measured, this energy that cannot be charged by the powerful, this energy that is free, given to us by God, is the energy of the universe. Some cultures already spoke about that, Hindu cultures, Oriental cultures. So this, some people call it prana, more or less, it's same, chi, etc.
Prana, yeah.
So you understand, this is the energy that holds all the beings, material and immaterial beings, human, minerals, plants, everything. So this is the energy, the foundation of the universe. And this energy is free. That's why the powerful don't want us to continue developing.
Us being Norberto Kepi and analytical trilogy.
And the also motor. The researchers that are looking for the utilization of this energy, because they want to measure what you spend in order to charge you, as they do with water, as they do sometimes even with air. You know that when the first time I went to New York City, I had to pay $2 per day because of the air I would breathe in New York City. I could not believe in that. But I had to pay this, was charged in the bill that they give in the hotel bills. So I understand that this continues probably to happen, but because they want to take money from the people in all means possible. But you see here, Kepi says, that deduction,
yep.
way of thinking, which is starting from the abstractions and going to the practice, is not enough, because you imagine whatever you can in your mind. You can have all the ideas, crazy ideas, and you can create the imagination of these black stars and black holes and collateral dimensions and collateral
parallel universes.
This is all made up by human minds. And so if you cannot prove this through induction or through science, you cannot do anything. Because even experimentation, they do with animals to prove man's behavior. And this is also crazy, because we are not animals. We work differently. So in reality, we should follow and obey and be very humble and obedient to natural laws. And that's what Kepi did in his science. And he came to the conclusion that our mind is not working. Of course, he is a psychoanalyst, but the mind of the people is not working correctly. Not only the psychotic minds, not only the neurotic minds, but the normal so-called minds. And we are everything like in a, not only half, but upside down, which means we are away from reality. That's why we get sick. That's why we have symptoms. And even and the more the civilization goes ahead and develops, the more diseases develop with it.
Yeah, because if we're inverted,
we are inverted, and civilization is inverted.
It doesn't help us to be going faster and faster and faster in the wrong direction. I mean, this is obvious, right? We're destroying more.
The more civilized the place, the seeker.
And this deductive reasoning is the capturing in a true state. If we were not inverted, we would capture correctly universal concepts and be able to apply them in our lives.
Imagine the other civilizations that are in like in the universe, the cosmic life is very profusa.
Profuse, yeah. Profuse. It's like everywhere. It's like diverse.
So now they are starting to speak about this even officially, that they know there are civilizations. And when people say, why don't you speak about it? And they say, but we have spoken about this already. Reagan spoke about this. Gorbachev spoke about this. British government spoke. The problem is that we don't know how to deal with this. So the problem is not that they don't know how to deal. The problem is that those more advanced civilizations, they are not with us using and following the same upside down values of this planet. So in those planets, they don't have the same powerful people, crazy, as we have here. In those planets, they give value more to life than to money or to material things. In those planets, democracy is a true. Spirituality is a reality. So there is not even imagining such a thing as attacking other people, the fellow man, or aggressing,
torturing,
and having wars and bombs.
So crazy.
So this is so outside of their mentality. They are so much more developed. And their science is like in the same path as their mentality, as their philosophy. Here is the same. So we see only disgraces in the planet, unnecessary disgraces. And let me say this and repeat this. Totally unnecessary disgraces created by the attitude, pathological attitude of the crazy people in power, and which is supported by the inverted mind and crazy mind of human beings of this planet.
Common people. Phenomenal when you put it this way. Phenomenal.
But this is the way, the reality, Richard. This is the way. And we should, in order to have a more advanced civilization in 10, 20, 30 years, we would have a paradise in this planet if we would shift, if we would accept to give up this crazy theomaniac, megalomaniac, narcissistic, envious, materialistic, arrogant, irrational, delirious attitudes, egotistic, narcissistic, egocentric, unethical,
evolutionary.
So we should be ethical. We would have to be ethical. We would have to have Christianity here in this planet for the first time ever, to apply the laws of Jesus Christ and the true religions and those real leaders or these real thinkers and developed beings besides Jesus, like Buddha, like Confucius, like many, many other people that were Gandhi, that were real human beings. So if we would give up our egotism and our
selfishness,
our pathologies,
competitiveness,
then we would know what is to live in a paradise
in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
I asked my students recently in a class, Claudia, what do you think would be the values of a true society? And it was they said the things that you're talking about, the disinverted things, a life of Christian values of being good to each other, which is not just Christian, it's everywhere. This idea of the golden rule, treating others well, equality, justice, loyalty, kindness, all the beautiful lists. And I said, where do those values come from? How do you know about those values? Why do you pull those values out and you don't say that the true society would be torturing and aggressive and polluting? Why don't you say those things? And they were talking about that. And at the end of the class, we were coming to the conclusion that because these true values are inside us, but we don't follow, we don't do.
And what do they say? They are like necessary evils. we need to do this, yeah. Otherwise we cannot survive.
We won't progress.
So this is totally inverted. The reason we will not survive, it's because we use the unnecessary evil, the destructive evil, totally unnecessary. Like Richard, going to that subject of the power plants, we have means, easy means, to save from 70 to 90% of energy at least in our motors.
Our Kepi motor.
Our Kepi motor. If this was known and applied and developed by engineers in all nations, we would have such a development in a short time, incredible, that we could substitute the polluting, destructive energies that we have that we are using in the moment. People would have food enough for everybody. People would have housing, education to everybody. And we would get back to natural energies in the planet. Even brains would work better because of this electric magnetic kind of energies are also disturbing our thoughts.
Yeah.
Our thoughts. So we would have this if some people would start waking up and telling this to your fellow man while there is time.
You know, there's so much, I think there's a real desire to believe, Claudia, but we are so conditioned not to believe in this goodness, and we're the information is kept from the human being. And this is I want those listening to really understand this. This is a crime against humanity, that this information is not being spread spread out to other people, because this has answers. Immediately, we're not talking about 10, 15 years. We're talking about immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If this technology of the Kepi motor, which saves 70 to 90%, listen to this.
So far.
70
to
90%.
With chances to save even more.
Oh, of course.
And you know why? Because we have three engineers working to develop this. Just three. Imagine a team of engineers
around the world.
My God.
With government money to research.
My God.
Corporation money to research, to develop new devices, new tools, new machines. I tell you, if you're listening and you're not feeling a little bit frustrated,
it's too good. I understand they will say it's too good to be true. This is propaganda.
Yeah,
I understand that you can think like that, but I if I were in your place, I would give a chance to study a little bit more. Study a little bit more of this trilogical science, which is a magnificent work of a scientist in this planet. I understand sometimes, Richard, that God interferes When civilization is close to the end, he brings someone. See, he sends someone, like a messenger. He always have done this with many civilizations, with many countries, nations. He send some people that are his messengers. And I understand that Kepi has a role to play, and he's playing this role. And so there must be a reason for him to be here in the end of the civilization, and bringing a science that can bring correction to all the mistakes of all the other sciences in the planet.
That touches me very deeply. We are back in just a moment. Thinking with Somebody Else's Head is on the Positive World Radio Network, a very illuminating and powerful program today. Back in just a moment. We are back. It's Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Positive World Radio Network. Looking at what can we do? You know, we look at this situation, my gosh. We see such an increase in earthquakes, in storms, in problems. Some guy was saying recently, Claudia, that the oil under the surface of the water acts as like a shock absorber for the tectonic plates. And we're taking that oil up, which is creating more instability. So we can even see that our earthquake situation, not a natural disaster, it's the consequence of human activity, even this.
And you see, Richard, that the more advanced in terms of academies and courses, specializations, the scientist is, the more stupid he seems to become. Because as you said, any reasonable mind understands that if you take away the oil from inside, a lot of damage.
Yeah, there's a consequence. It's there for a reason. It's not for nothing, you know.
And this is not happening alone. Everything is together, has consequences.
Claudia wants me to read another paragraph from Kepi's amazing book. Just reading this book, we can feel better. Of course, we have to take action based on what we hear today, too. But Dr. Kepi says in The New Physics, derived from a disinverted metaphysics, the disinverted, correct study of physics makes it possible to understand and improve life because it lays the groundwork for everything that exists. It explains why one individual progresses more than another, why one nation surpasses the others, why a science develops, and why certain groups and individuals take control of humanity. There is quite a similarity between the way man functions and the motion of the atom, and even machines. The underlying principles of one apply to the others.
So that's how Kepi arrived to this discovery of this Kepi motor. Observing a human mind, he was able to study more in depth the physics because of the concept of the being, ato e potência.
Act and potential from physics.
Is the same thing that is followed in physics. So Aristotle brought this idea that we go from potential to act.
We have a
like this Darwinian kind of mentality. We develop from a possibility to an act. And not that we are pure action, that our essence is pure energy, and we can, through our neuroses, diminish, distort,
deny
our pure energy and our pure act.
In other words, in true metaphysics, disinverted metaphysics, we are complete beings. We are not becoming.
When the spermatozoid enters the egg.
Okay, from the time we are conceived.
Yeah. Since then, we are perfect beings.
Complete.
What develops in between
quotes,
is the size of the body and the organs. But as a being, we are complete.
And that is already predetermined, by the way, too. Yeah. The size and the...
Yeah, everything is ruled.
Where the organs are going to be is...
Everything. Even the mother cannot interfere.
You know, we talk about this a lot in metaphysics. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know,
God came the first.
We can finally answer the question. They come together. You know, it's like a complete thing.
Yes. So God is the first, and then the rest. But people are so much arrogant, so much theomaniac. They don't admit an idea of having a God above themselves.
Yeah. I was talking about this in the class. Are we creators or are we created? And this is an interesting thing to talk about in sort of artistic terms even. You know, but then I said, did we create ourselves? Well, of course we didn't create ourselves. So we're not, in our fundamental basis, we're not creators. We are created. We are made. We come from something else. And so I said, if that's true, then maybe even our creativity is not ours. It's something we capture. We're like radios, not radio stations. We're set up to capture this energy.
And the motor is the same.
The same thing.
The motor is the same. The motor does not create energy. The motor captures the energy from the space and utilizes. But if the functioning of the motor is based on an inverted metaphysics, an inverted concept, so it will not function in a total power as it could. So that's what Kepi discovered in human mind and in physical motors.
Explain that a bit more, Claudia. What is this?
Two components of energy, two energetic components of this essential energy. So there are two components. In our regular motors, they use the maximum half of this power, and the rest is wasted. So that's why we have so weak motors and taking energy from matter and not from the space.
And heating up all the time, overheating. And...
So this is very complicated to explain now. But
especially in radio.
But the principle of this motor is that energy matter is a byproduct of energy and not the other way around. And this must be studied in the new physics. So people will understand that you can have a motor without the use of material energy.
Well, let me jump on that point, because that maybe is a point we can understand, because we are destroying the planet now, trying to get more material to get energy.
So you can have a motor be moved not by oil, not by coal, not by atomic energy, not which are the particles. You do uranium.
Yeah, uranium is from particles splitting the atoms. Yeah.
So
even wind power, solar.
Even
power.
Wind power, even solar. We can combine wind and solar power with this motor in order to have it even more
efficient, and cleaner, sustainable.
Yeah, we can have that, and we do have that. So that's the good news. We have technology enough to save, as I said, 70 to 90, if not more, percent of energetic sources.
Now, this work that's happening here is formidable. For our resources, what we're doing here, it's really extraordinary, because we work very long hours, very hard. You and Dr. Kepi have been doing this for a long time. The rest of us who have joined you, I've been here 10 years. Cesar Saw, some of these other people have been here 20, 25 years, 30 years, working with you to try to make human beings more conscious of these discoveries in science, in psychopathology, and sociopathology. It's a science of psychosociopathology, a science that allows us to analyze what's going on inside the human being and the society he's created, and provide solutions for that. And there are books, there are TV programs, there are radio programs. There's a lot of material that people can begin to find out more about. But it's
neurotic minds can't stand reading or these ideas or listening these ideas.
Yeah.
But the more normal minds, they feel good, as you said. It's a being that brings an inner well-being. So it's so harmonious because the two sides of the brain are working when you read those things. But if you have a too neurotic mind, you will not feel good on the opposite, because it will show better the inversion and the pathologies of this mind. And they will feel like uncomfortable. They will disagree. They will like arrogantly say no.
It's not like that.
Imagine, what is this? So the most neurotic minds can't cope with this normal kind of reasoning, more human kind of reasoning, more developed, more advanced in terms of superiority. You understand?
Yeah. Yes, of course, because when you're more linked to these more essential values, Claudia, you must be capturing more of this energy. The mind must be clarifying, must be working better.
And people who are too much engaged in our present society that had achieved high positions in the scale of the institutions. These institutions may be political, may be educational, scientific, artistic, whatever, social institutions. They tend to be more crazy because they tend to be more like upside down. So their brains were more distorted. They have accumulated wrong, distorted ideas, and they're not ready to give up. Sometimes they studied 30, 40, 50 years. All their works are based on that.
All their certificates,
their power, their prestige are based on that. So how come they will give up all this to start all over again in a right way?
But Claudia, the basis of science is the study of truth. The search for
be.
Truth. This
should
is what
be.
Science is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it should be.
Good heavens. So you listening, if you're interested in the truth, you have to be open to where the truth might be. You can't just say, well, it's not there because I learned something different.
So our hope is that there are such a kind of human beings still left in the world. People who don't know about trilogy, but they are not condoning with the mistakes or the ill intention, unethical intentions in society. They are generally put ostracized, put aside. They're persecuted. They have such tremendous difficulty to cope with economic, financial difficulties because they are their positions are at stake.
Yeah.
So, but there must be a lot of people like this in the world to wake up.
Yeah, there are. And there, you can feel it resonating. If you listen to what Claudia is saying, as this happened to me 10, 11 years ago when I started to read Dr. Kepi's work, I found a deep resonance inside. And let me just use one final quote here at the end of our program from his, it's one of my favorite quotes from This New Physics, where he says, "Planets, stars, comets, and galaxies move inside an almost absolute energy which determines all existence and which ancient scholars called ether, a kind of fluid found in the vacuum of space. In any case, this energetic force is much more than that. To give a concrete example, it is as if there is an incredible net made of steel sustaining the universe."
Yes, thanks God.
So
thanks God.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Richard, what I'm going to do in a while?
Yeah.
I'm going to participate in a Skype conference, because in Germany and in Switzerland, where people are manifesting against these nuclear plants, there is a group of scientists wanting to develop a research center in Germany and in Switzerland, and starting manufacturing right now these motors. So they are not wanting to wait for the decisions of governments, etc. They are wanting to take action by themselves. So we will have a Skype conference with them, and they are already advancing. Here in Brazil, we are advancing. So those who will stay behind, pay attention. We are developing. These are good news.
Yes, indeed they are. KepiMotor.com, the website for more. Claudia, I'd just like to repeat what I was saying at the beginning, that I think what's caused the enormous worry of the world following the nuclear disaster is something deep that maybe we're not fully conscious of yet, and that is a profound realization that the orientation of modern science we follow unquestioningly has led us to a brick wall. We see the enormous destruction and potential for even greater destruction staring us in the face, and we think, or maybe we only feel deep down, don't have the courage to voice yet. We think, look where all this has led us. We've followed the sexy promise of modern science. It's led us to microchips and flat screen TVs and I this and I that. But at the same time, to smart bombs and pre-salt layer oil extraction and the fear of nuclear radiation for tens of thousands of years. And all this time, we've been assured confidently that all was safe, that the guys and girls in the know had it all under control. Now we see that's not true. This is a big moment of consciousness for human beings. This is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be with you next week on the Positive World Radio Network.